How a bill becomes law in the U.S. Federal laws and legislation govern how things are done in the United States, and they are particularly important in the corporate world. HR professionals in small, medium, and large organizations take the front seat when it comes to dealing with matters and issues in an organization relating to recruitment, hiring, managing, and training employees. When handling these matters, it is more than necessary for every HR professional to be knowledgeable of the federal laws and legislation that affect and are relevant to the HR management team. It is their responsibility to ensure that the employer's policies and actions abide by the law and that the employers are always kept out of legal jeopardy. Before understanding the types of laws that apply to any organization, it is important also to know the process through which a bill goes through to become law in the United States. How federal laws are made. The United States Congress is the legislative branch of the federal government that has a responsibility of making laws for the country. It is made up of two legislative bodies, also called chambers, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. Any person who is elected to either of these bodies is allowed to propose a new law. The proposal for a new law is referred to as a bill. How a bill becomes law. The process of lawmaking begins with a bill being introduced in either chamber of the Congress. It can be introduced by a senator or representative who sponsors the bill. After the bill has been introduced, it is passed over to a committee of members who will read, research, discuss, and make necessary adjustments to the bill. Once this is done, the bill is brought before that chamber to be voted on. If it is passed by one body of Congress, the bill goes through a similar process of reading, researching, discussing, adjustments, and voting in the other body. When both bodies accept the bill through a vote, they come together and sort out any contradictions between each of their versions. After this, the two bodies vote on the final version of the bill. If the bill passes, it is presented to the president. The president assesses the bill and chooses to either approve it and sign it into law or veto the bill. When the president chooses to veto a bill, in most cases, Congress can take a vote to override the president's veto and make the bill into law. On the other hand, if the president vetoes a bill after Congress has adjourned, then that veto can't be overridden. The Senate and the House have some procedural differences between them in making and passing a bill. When the bill is brought forth in the House of Representatives, then active legislation is in the House. If it originates in the Senate, then active legislation is in the Senate. Federal laws. Federal laws are laws that generally apply to anyone who is living in the U.S. and its territories. When Congress creates and passes a bill, and it is signed into law by the president, federal courts could review the law and decide to strike it down if they conclude that it does not abide by the U.S. Constitution. State laws and regulations. State legislatures make the laws in every state. The state courts can review the laws and strike them down if they think that they don't abide by the state constitution. U.S. employment laws and regulations by company size. Human resources professionals perform advisory and record-keeping services that require a solid knowledge of applicable employment law. For example, wage and hour laws and civil rights laws. Regulations are constantly changing, and how these regulations are interoperated by the courts also changes. It is important to not only keep a reference to these laws, but to also stay apprised of any updates. HR professionals can reference the number of employees working in their organization to identify which laws apply to their organization. When you have one or more employees. One thing that employers tend to forget sometimes is that once you employ your first employee, you become subject to a host of legal regulations. There are 53 laws that impact an employer who has one or more employees on the payroll. They include the Immigration Control and Reform Act, Clayton Act, the Consumer Credit Protection Act, the Employer Retirement Income Security Act, the Equal Pay Act, the Fair Labor Standards Act, Equal Pay Act, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, the Labor Management Reporting and Disclosure Act, the Social Security Act, the Tax Reform Act, the Unemployment Compensation Amendments Act, and whistleblowing, among others. Some state and local legal requirements, such as paid sick leave or sexual harassment prevention training, may apply to businesses with one or more employees. When you have 15 or more employees. When an employer adds 15 or more employees to the organization's payroll, then it becomes necessary to comply with some 10 additional federal laws that apply in such a case. These laws are the American with Disabilities Act, the Civil Rights Act, the Drug-Free Workplace Act, the Equal Employment Opportunity Act, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, Guidelines on Discrimination Because of Sex, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, and the Uniform Guidelines on Employee Selection Procedures. When you have 20 or more employees. When an organization meets and/or passes the 20 employees mark, four more federal laws that dictate how the organization manages its employees apply. The additional laws at this point are the Age of Discrimination in Employment Act, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, and the Older Workers Benefit Protection Act. When you have 50 to 100 employees. At this level, the organization is reaching higher levels of employment, and with that comes additional legal obligations for the employer. Some of these additional laws, however, apply only when the employer is subject to affirmative action requirements as a federal contractor. These laws are the Executive Order 11246, Affirmative Action, the Family and Medical Leave Act, the Mental Health Parity Act, the Mental Health Parity and Additional Equity Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, and the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Employers with 50 or more full-time equivalent employees are required by the Affordable Care Act to provide affordable health insurance to full-time employees and their dependents. When you have 100 or more employees, this is the final major threshold that employers reach in the hiring and recruitment process. When the payroll reaches 100 employees, the employer becomes subject to EEO-1 reporting and needs to submit annual reports to the federal government that summarize its workforce by job category, sex, race, and ethnicity. The organization is also subject to the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, or WARN. The WARN Act was the first attempt by Congress to involve local communities early in the private sector's downsizing process. It also prevented employers from closing a site of employment and walking away without any workers' benefits. The WARN Act specifies a qualifying employer as one who has 100 or more employees who in the aggregate work at least 4,000 hours a week, exclusive of overtime hours. Federal government employees. The federal government adheres to many of the same laws as private sector employers. In addition to those, government employers have other legal obligations. Some of these requirements stem from the United States Constitution, others from federal laws. Additional applicable laws include the Civil Service Reform Act, the Congressional Accountability Act, the False Claim Act, the Homeland Security Act, the Privacy Act, and the USA Patriot Act. While this summary does not give an extensive and comprehensive statement of each law, having a deep understanding of these laws helps HR professionals to increase credibility and effectively mitigate risk.